Thank you for tuning in to the Movie Geeks United Sundance Spotlight on the documentary Becoming Chaz. This is the story of Chaz Bono's transition from a woman to a man, from filmmakers Fenton Bailey and Randy Barbato. In this conversation, Fenton and Randy discuss Chaz Bono's remarkable journey as captured in the film, and how that journey resonates with all of us. You guys have collaborated for a while, haven't you?
Yes, it's been a long, decades-long process.
We started working
together in the 80s. We went to NYU film grad school together.
Okay. And what do you think clicked between the two of you? Why do you think you guys are so mesh so well creatively?
That's a really good question. I think it's because there's, like, on the one hand, there's a little bit, we're a little bit opposite, you know, Fenton's, you know, Oxford-bred, Brit, sophisticated, and I'm from New Jersey. And so we have, on the one hand, we have, like, we come from two different places, two different points of view, two different experiences, but then on the other hand, I think we both are obsessed with pop culture. Some of our sensibilities is the same.
Right. Well, in terms of those sensibilities, I don't know. Are one of you guys in a room where there's a lot of activity going on?
No, I'm trying to find a quiet place. I'm going to hide in the bathroom. Here we go.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's better. Is that better? We're in a condo, and it's like everything's made out of cardboard, so you can hear everybody.
So are you actually in the bathroom now, talking to me?
I'm actually now talking to you from the bathroom. Yes.
Oh, great! It's my first interview.
Let's hope no one needs to go while I'm in it.
But you mentioned the sensibilities meshing between the two of you. In terms of those sensibilities, what kinds of projects and material are you most drawn to, do you find?
I think we're always interested in stories that other people don't seem to want to tell. And lately, I mean, whether it's RuPaul's Drag Race or Becoming Chaz, I guess we're very interested in people that don't seem to fit that particular box, like whether they're male or female. It's not that we're necessarily obsessed with transsexuality, but I think the idea that all of us in some way, shape, or form actually aren't who we think we are, and that all of us kind of transgress what we're supposed to be or socially pigeonholed as, you know, I think that's an interesting idea, and you can see that in a lot of the films that we've done together.
And
I think also we're drawn to stories or people who for one reason or another we think we know, you know, whether it's, you know, Tammy Faye, you know, in our film The Eyes of Tammy Faye, or Monica Lewinsky in our film Monica in Black and White. They're people who have the media spent a lot of energy defining, but in a way none of us really knew. And, you know, Becoming Chaz kind of has a little bit of all of that, because it's, you know, while on the one hand it's a film about, you know, transitioning from female to male, it also, you know, there's so much more. It's a film about celebrity. It's a film about relationships. It's a film about, you know, being misunderstood.
Right, right. And so tell me how this story came to you. Chaz wanted to
Yeah,
film
no,
his journey?
Chaplin came to the office one day and said, you know, I want you to tell the story. And it was kind of funny because we'd worked with Chaz when he was Chastity, and he'd been in a documentary we made about Ellen DeGeneres called The Real Ellen Story, and that followed her coming out. And we were kind of surprised that he wanted to work with us because he didn't really like the way he appeared in that documentary. And so we thought about it, and it was such an interesting, journey, because we've made films about trans people before. We've made a series called Sex Change Hospital. We've made a series called Trans American Love Story. We've made a series called Trans Generation. But it's following someone that, because his mum is Cher, following someone that the audience, that everyone feels they know, really made this transition story stick out to us and feel like a real opportunity to for people to really see what it's really like, what it really must be like to feel that you are in the wrong body. Because everybody knew Chastity as this little long-haired girl on the Sonny and Cher show, you know?
Yeah, and like...
They all had
like,
a point... Because I think whenever some... Sorry to interrupt, but whenever anyone says to you, oh, you know, I'm in the wrong body, you look at them and you think, well, maybe you are, but you don't really feel that you knew them or that you really have a connection with them. And that's what Chaz, you know, had.
Go ahead, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, just to add to that, on the flip side of that, it's sort of like finding a way for the audience to truly understand that, but then at the same time, you know, Chaz is just like a normal guy, and so sort of making a film just about someone, someone who we think we know, but we don't really know, and finding a way to do that in this film was important to us as well, because, you know, I think that when we think of people who transition, I think we tend to feel sorry for them or think, oh, they're saddies, and oh my God, they must be such freaks. But actually, we just made a film about a pretty normal guy who was born in the wrong body.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you had expressed that in some of the subjects that you dealt with prior, whether it be Tammy Faye or Monica Lewinsky, and certainly Chaz Bono, there's this intense media scrutiny, and it kind of shadows the real person, the real story. So what was the most surprising to you in Chaz's journey, putting this film together?
Well, I guess, you know, at first we thought, this would be a physical change. And, of course, we do follow him through surgery. But much greater than the physical change is the emotional change. And to see this person go from being female in a sort of mental sense to very male was completely unexpected and completely revealing. And Chaz's partner, Jennifer, certainly didn't expect the kind of change that she witnessed. And I think it was surprising to us, it was surprising to Jennifer, and it was surprising to Chaz as well, how this maleness overswept him, you know?
Yeah.
That was one thing that was surprising. The other really surprising thing was that actually we think that someone who's changing their sex, that it's all about them. But actually, a lot of the reason why people wait so late in life to do this, they've known all along. They're very clear about who they are, but they don't do anything about it because they're worried about the pain or the rejection that they will experience from their loved ones and families. So actually, what surprised us is that this is a story very much about friends and loved ones and family. You know, Chaz knew what he was doing and had known for a while. It's about everybody else coming to terms with it and getting to grips with it. And so we didn't expect it, you know, at first we didn't think it's not that important if Chaz in the film. But actually, parents often have the hardest time when someone decides to transition. And that it's actually about them evolving their... They're the ones who have to make the change about how they view their kids.
Yeah, there's a number of transitions that take place. It's Chaz is transitioning from female to male, but there's a mother-daughter relationship that has to transition to mother-son. There's he was in a lesbian relationship that needed to transition into a heterosexual relationship. There's a lot there that we kind of discovered as we were making the film.
So in essence, I mean, Chaz had long before accepted himself, but a big part of the story is how others learn to accept him.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And he'd accepted himself, except he hadn't, because he didn't want other people to have to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he was holding back. Although he accepted himself inwardly, he hadn't made that commitment outwardly.
So Chaz's feeling about the film, is it a cathartic for him that his journey is on film like this?
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, like, on many levels, he's an unlikely film subject because he is a pretty normal guy. He's pretty unflappable. He doesn't perform for the camera. And you know, this is on many levels, it's the really old school traditional documentary. We started day one. We walked in with a camera and just started rolling. And huge chunks of our conversation for weeks as we were beginning this film, many of which aren't in the film, but they were part of the process, were like, wow, what's this film going to be? And so he was very involved in kind of the kind of journey of what the film ends up being, and never asked the camera to turn off. And I think, you know, we're so trusting in a way that, you know, especially in the 21st century, you rarely get when people put themselves in front of the camera.
Well, how have audiences been reacting to it? Because you're
no
at
one's
Sundance.
Seen it.
Really? This is going to be the world premiere at Sundance?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are your feelings about that? Are you nervous, excited, anxious? What's going through your mind?
Well, I'm sort of, you know, a lot of the anxiety for a filmmaker coming to Sundance is yes, how the audience will react, but also oftentimes you're coming to Sundance to find an outlet for your film, find a distributor, find a theatrical release, find a network. And we're just very lucky in that we're coming to Sundance having just the other week sold the film to Oprah Winfrey's network. So that worry about what the, you know, who will see the film, what is the future of the film, will the film even see an audience, that's all taken care of, you know, and that's fantastic. I think audiences will, oh gosh, who knows, you know, you never know, right? I hear the, what is that church, Randy, that protests, you know, also, you know, hates fags and all the rest of it?
It's the Church of Saint Bigotry. No, I'm not sure. I mean,
but that church is here, so maybe they'll be outside waving placards around and things, you know.
Oh, you expect them to be there to do it? I know that there was talk that they were going to do that to some church group was doing that with Kevin Smith's film there. But have you had an inkling?
Wow. There have been some letters here and there from different people, you know, which is ironic to us because the film, no one's even seen the film yet. So, but, you know, if people do that, they do that. I mean, the thing, we're excited about the film premiering. That we like the film and we think it's great that people are going to get to see it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about, now you mentioned the own premiere, the Oprah Winfrey Network. It premieres in May, I believe. Why was that a good fit for this film? Why did you feel that way?
Well, the Oprah Winfrey Network, they're sort of, you know, it's no secret that their sort of motto is, you know, live your best life. And here is Chaz making a very bold, brave, courageous move because it is the way that he can live his best life. And so I think it's actually a completely natural fit. And that each of us is sort of here on a sort of thing to find ourselves and to know who we are and to live an authentic life. I mean, I think that that's, and that may sound like a lot of spiritual, blah, blah, blah. But actually, if you're a gay man, which both of us are, you have to you reach a point in your life where you're like, I have to come out of the closet. You know who you are, but you have to declare yourself, your authentic self, to the world. And in a way, what Chaz is doing is no different from that. And actually, what all of us have to do to lead a fulfilled life is no different from that. So the closet may be a metaphor for gays, but actually it's a kind of a universal thing for all of us.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And that's what's so exciting about the Oprah Winfrey Network is here's a television network that isn't about people turning tables over and calling each other prostitution whore. Here's a network that has some sort of motivation. It's not just about people behaving badly. It's about people trying to behave better. And I think that that can be every bit as compelling as, you know, as bad behavior.
Yeah. Tell me how Chaz is, because he was always knew what he was, that he was a man. He felt that, so he had that confidence already in what he was. But since the transition, what changes have you noticed? Is there a new sense of freedom, or what's happened to him?
He's totally much more himself and easygoing and comfortable and just relaxed. As Chastity, we didn't know him terribly well, but he seemed slightly ill at ease. And I think even when we began making the film, he was a little ill at ease. But you see through the course of the film, he just becomes more comfortable, more confident, more outgoing. He just becomes a guy's guy, you know?
And Sundance, I got to ask you about the actual film festival experience. I love film festivals, and obviously Sundance is the behemoth among them, but because they're populated by people that truly love film. It's an infectious kind of environment. Tell me your feelings about this festival.
The festival's been really good to us, and this is our seventh film in the festival, and it's just the most amazing experience. And we owe our careers to this festival and its support of us as filmmakers. So you can't really, can't say much more than that other than amazing.
Yeah. Well, I will wrap up now so you can get out of the bathroom there.
Thank you. I know,
Fenton, you need to get out. I gotta go.
Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, guys. Thank you both so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.